Michigan's got itself a showdown over plastic bags. Muskegon County may consider an ordinance regulating plastic bag use. Washtenaw County just passed an ordinance charging consumers 10 cents for every plastic or paper bag used beginning next year on Earth Day. They point to litter, to the solid waste problem, to the sheer expense of hauling away and disposing of something most of us use once and toss. That has prompted the Republican-led state Senate to pass a ban of its own, a bill banning local communities from banning plastic bags. Are you following me? They say it isn't fair to retailers if they're coping with a patchwork of local regulations about plastic bags. We wondered, how is it working elsewhere? Let's say California, where over 145 cities and towns have banned plastic bags, and a bill that would make that ban statewide faces a referendum vote in November. With us now is Dave Hyland with the California Grocers Association. Welcome, Dave.
Well, thank you so much.
As this move began in California, Dave, what was your group's position about the plastic bags?
The whole situation began in San Francisco, and originally we as an industry opposed it mainly because of the way that it was set up. Originally, the city of San Francisco just banned plastic bags and didn't put any type of charge or any kind of disincentive on consumers using paper bags. And we realized, having worked a great deal with consumers, that they would just shift over to paper. So when San Francisco first had their plastic bag ban, it went over horribly, to be quite honest with you. All consumers did was shift their habits from a plastic bag to a paper bag. So the environmental savings, really, overall, there was no real gain. You were just shifting from one type of bag to another.
And those bags are more expensive for members, right? Paper more expensive than plastic.
Yeah, definitely more expensive. Plastic probably runs, you know, around a penny to 2 cents, depending on what type of paper bag, whether it has handles or not, could run as high as 7 to even as high as 15 cents, you know, depending on the bag itself. But we knew going out of the gate that that plan, the way that it was originally set up, was not going to work. So we realized there was going to have to be some type of change. Originally, we did not favor it, but that changed as the legislature and the environmentalists started to become more engaged and came up with a plan that actually we thought would work and be beneficial to the consumer, beneficial to the environmental community, and then beneficial to business as well.
And what does that look like?
And that basically is a ban on plastic and then a charge on paper bags with the push to move consumers to reusable bags. And that's really the end goal, I think. From an environmental standpoint, plastic has its footprint. Paper has its footprint on the environment. Really, the best for consumers is to bring their own bags to the store to use some type of reusable bag. But we found that if we put some type of a charge on paper, that it would serve as a disincentive or incentive not to go that route, but to bring some type of bag. That was a plan that was proposed by the first piece of legislation back in 2010, which didn't get through the legislature at that time. But that plan was put into place, and that's the plan that has been set up in, I would say, probably 95 or so percent of the cities that have, since that time, adopted some type of a plastic bag ordinance.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Dave. We dug up a piece from sfgate.com from back in 2012 as San Francisco was getting ready for the law was going to kick in October 1st, 2012. And critics were saying, oh, those reusable bags are not as eco-friendly as people might think. And it could be horribly unsanitary. People could be carrying, you know, their gym clothes or their underwear in these reusable bags that they would then put their groceries in, you know, that they won't clean or wash them. It was going to be bad for tourism. So have those fears been realized, or did things not work out that badly?
No, I don't think so. A couple of things. There have been some studies done since some of these ordinances have been put in place. The city of San Jose has done a study, Los Angeles County, and consumers in general, and maybe it's specific to California because, you know, we're California, but have readily accepted some type of a plastic bag restricted ordinance. I think as high as 80 to 85% approval rate on that. The discussions about the sanitary conditions or whatever with reusable bags, that's an issue like anything else. Obviously, as a consumer, you're going to, you know, want to do what's best for you. I think if you do have a bag that you've put gym clothes in or whatever, you're not going to take that to the grocery store. I mean, there's a little bit of common sense that has to be put in place. And keep in mind also, many countries, particularly in Europe, have had some type of reusable bag program in place for decades now. You know, in some countries as high as, you know, maybe 30 years ago. So it's nothing new. This isn't a new concept by any means.
It's just new here. Like here in Michigan, we don't have any community. And I'm glad that you mentioned that about Europe, because I have seen this work out in Ireland. We visit there and we have a place there every year because we have family. And when I think about it, they were using plastic bags over there before we were. So I'm way back in the 70s. So they have, in the last years, enacted a ban, but it's different. You go to the grocery store, you can get a plastic bag, but you have to pay 10 cents for it.
Right.
Bags are available, and stores sell the big, strong, reusable bags. Of course, there are logos on it, and people use those. But you are able to get plastic bags. And I just wondered if an approach like that would give all grocers a level playing field.
One of the reasons why we really shifted over to wanting statewide legislation is that, one, we felt like the plan that was put together by the environmentalists and by members of the state legislature, we knew that that plan was going to work, banning plastic, a charge on paper, mm-hmm. and with the encouragement of consumers going to reusable bags. We knew that plan worked. But some of the municipalities throughout the state, there have been, like you had said, over 145 cities and towns that have passed some type of ordinance. The majority of them have followed the model that I just suggested, but mm-hmm. some have tweaked it a little bit, which makes it a bit of a challenge for grocers who, you know, have stores throughout the state. Do I send plastic here? Do I not send it here? What do I charge here? What do I charge there? From a business standpoint, we looked at that and said, you know what makes most sense? Let's just have one blanket overall ordinance or law in place. Instead of having a patchwork of all these different ordinances, let's just have uniformity across the state. And that's really why the association, why our industry supported this legislation that was just recently passed. It just makes sense that if all these communities are going to do it, and they obviously have, like I said, it's 145 and growing. That includes not only San Francisco, but San Jose, which is, you know, one of the 10 largest cities in the United States, Los Angeles County, a number of other Bay Area counties. Since it's obvious that this is the will of Californians overall, why don't we make it consistent statewide? That way we're sending a consistent message to consumers, and then we're making it consistent for the business community as well.
So instead of saying, no, nobody gets to pass any ban, the approach was, all right, let's have a ban that works for business, works for consumers, and have it equal across the state. So what kind of dialogue is happening as you're heading into the referendum vote in November? Who's for and who's against?
The referendum is going to be a question to consumers. Do you want this law that was passed and signed by the governor, this bill that was passed and signed by the governor last year or earlier this year, do you want that to be in effect or not? By and large, the numbers that are coming back says that, yes, consumers do want it. Yes, municipalities do want it. I mean, obviously 145 have already passed it and said, yes, this is what we want. The only group that's really in opposition and is vocal are the out-of-state plastic bag manufacturers, basically out of South Carolina, that don't want to lose the business in California. They have a lot of money behind them. They will ramp up and have very strong campaigns in the next couple months. That's what they did the last several times that this has come up before the legislature. And they're the main ones that are opposing it. They don't want to lose business in California. We're 39 million people here in California, and we are a large market for them. The only other thing is that, you know, if the results of the referendum come back and say, no, consumers in California don't want it, all of the local ordinances, the 145 plus, they're all stay in effect. Even if this fails in November or the referendum, you know, comes out and says the voters have said, no, they don't want this to pass, it's already in 145. Those all stay in place. So it's not like it's going to go away in November. It's either going to be, yes, it's going to be a statewide bill, or no, local municipalities are going to handle it on their own level. So one way or another, it's staying. It's not going away. And I think that's an important thing to point out. There are a lot of people who think, oh, okay, if the referendum fails, that this whole issue goes away, and it doesn't. Again, for that reason, we're saying, look, it just makes the most sense. Since it's going to be here regardless, let's just make it uniform across the state so that consumers and the business community are, so that there's just no confusion. You're sending a mixed message if you're telling a consumer, hey, we're banning it here for environmental reasons, but for over there, we're not doing it for environmental reasons, you know, or there, yes, there, no. So I think we want to send a uniform message. And the bottom line to all of this, and the reason it started in the first place, was all for environmental reasons. I mean, that's the only thing driving all of this, that they want to get plastics out of the waste stream. A lot of municipalities, both cities and counties, have a lot of complaints about how plastic bags gum up their recycling mm-hmm. machines and all of that type of stuff. That's the whole issue. The grocery industry or any retailer, actually, we're just the end user of the bags that provide them and whatnot. So we don't really have a play in it other than if it's going to be out there, let's be consistent with it.
But it certainly seems from what you're hearing that the people of California are on board with this.
Yeah, this is California.
Lessons to be learned in handling plastic bags from California. We've been talking with Dave Hyland with the California Grocers Association. Dave, thank you for the perspective. It was a great conversation. Thanks so much.
You bet. Thank you for your time.